Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question today is, what's something you're really good at, but you don't enjoy doing? Is that, does that ring a bell for anyone?
Come on now. Let's be honest.
Something you are really good at, but hate doing. What do you got, DZ?
I'm really good at cleaning. I'm really good at cleaning. Yeah. I'm meticulously good at cleaning, but I hate doing it.
Are you for hire?
And I nope. Y'all can't afford me. but straight up, I dislike doing it because of how good I clean, how meticulous I am. Mm. Something that'll take, let's just say, my wife vacuums. She'll hit it. She's a tidy upper, right?
Yeah, me too. I'm a declutterer.
She's going to vacuum the living room, and that be that. I'm going to vacuum it. I'm going to throw a little baking soda down and vacuum it again. Yeah. And then I'm going to, you know, hit the corners with the little suction thing that's the needle nose to get the dust.
What?
Yeah, I go the extra mile, a lot of people call it.
Oh my gosh, where do we find men like you? Men that do three cleanings on the carpet?
I'm not doing that every time. Chill out.
The corners?
Listen, I'm weird about it, but I do it to that degree so much that I hate myself for it. I don't like to clean. I don't like to clean because I clean a little too hard. And my wife's like, it's done. You can stop. And I'm like, no, I can't. I gotta keep going.
I will get this thing sparkling.
This fork will shine. Bro, it's dumb. It really is dumb.
No,
I hate doing
dumb.
It. I hate doing it.
Who likes cleaning? Nobody. Nobody likes cleaning, DZ. There's some weirdo out there that's like, I love cleaning.
My mother.
Okay, your mother.
My mother
is
loves
cleaning. Is she for
hired? She is. She grew up.
Does she want to move in?
When we came to this country, that was one of the things she did. And depending on who you are, you know, a lot of dear friends that she's made through these relationships, she'll still clean for just because she appreciates them. They appreciate her, all that good stuff. But she used to be a cleaning lady, like a personal cleaning lady. So that's where it comes from, because I used to go with my mother all the time. I'd help her clean houses. I'd do all the things. So I watched her work and basically emulate her work ethic when it comes to cleaning. That's why I hate doing it, because I'm like, no, I can hear my mom in my ear too going, keep cleaning.
It's not clear
it's
yet.
It's not done.
Oh, no. Well, okay, so you say you're really good at cleaning, but you hate doing it. That's relatable.
Yeah, dog. What about you?
I don't know if I'm really good at it, but I'm better than probably 90% of the world. We can edit audio like unlike most people. We know how to use audio systems. We know how to edit it. We know how to. That's part of our job.
Right.
We've been doing it for 10 to 15, me to 25 years. Right. I can edit audio if you hand it to me.
I
hate it. Of all the things we do with our job, I love being on the radio.
Yep.
I love going out and being at, you know, public events and meeting listeners.
Of course.
I don't even mind some of the emails and all the other stupid stuff we have to do behind the scenes. But when it comes to asking me to edit some audio, go away. In fact, everything in my soul, you know, gets dark.
Like, you just deflate.
I don't want to do this. Versus you're like, oh, do you want to go do something else?
You want to go to this concert coming up? Are you trying to see Tusi at Summerfest?
I know that sounds obvious, but of course I'd rather go to a concert.
Or edit audio. Allie, which would you prefer?
I'm just saying, I feel like we have the skills for that more than most people in the world, and I hate it.
Yes.
Like, I've been taught those skills over the years, and I don't care, and I hate it.
That's such a good one.
You are so good at it, and I just hate it.
See, but I like it.
And you like it. That's what I mean.
I like it. That's why it doesn't apply
to
me. I like it. I enjoy editing audio. You give me a piece of audio, I'm going to nerd out.
And I'm like, okay, and I will do the least. I'll be like, oh, it sounds good. It's fine. And you're like, no,
I'm
it's
over
not
here like,
fine.
More compression. Nerding, bro. When I say nerding, you ripped the headphones out.
These old baby headphones I got on today.
But no, that is so valid and so good. We're surrounded by audio.
Yeah.
Everything we do is audio related to some degree.
That's what people are listening to right now. The audio of our voices. Well, I mean, it's us. It's not recorded. But.
And when it goes up on the Odyssey app later, who's going to edit that audio?
DZ.
Because Allie hates it. Because
I hate it. So every day when you go back and listen to the show and there's no music and no commercials, it's just all of our talking, that's DZ.
Yeah.
And when DZ's gone, I do it. But that doesn't mean I like it.
That part. What's something you're really good at doing, but
hate
doing it?
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day today is, what are you really good at doing, but you don't like doing it? DZ said cleaning.
Hate it.
I said editing any kind of audio.
Hate it.
We've been taught and trained with the best utensils and programs in the world, and I still hate it.
Hate's a strong word. Dislike strongly.
No, hate's a word.
Touche.
Not a fan. Love a lot of things about my job. That's my least favorite, I'll tell you that.
Not editing audio.
Not editing audio. Let's go to, look at this. Ryan in Calabama.
Who?
Oh, look at that. He must have seen Destiny was here yesterday. Look who made a comeback.
Ryan.
Haven't heard from you in weeks, and Destiny shows up, and look who calls the next day.
The duo, all of a sudden.
Do I feel some competition in the air?
Yeah, I just quit that job. I said, take that job and shove it.
Oh, yikes. Wait, where have you been?
I've been working with Destiny.
Nice, nice. Well, we did know that. Well, what are you good at, but you hate doing, Ryan?
Working.
Quitting jobs.
I was going to say, it's got to be something like that.
Well, you can
be. You know dang well it's quitting jobs.
Is that it? Is that really it?
That's it. I hate quitting jobs, like right on the spot. Like, I like to give the respect of the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But when you hit that nerve to where you're like, you know what?
I got to go.
You got to get respect before you earn respect. And if you haven't earned the respect, man, deuces.
Bye.
Right on the spot. It was nice as heck yesterday walking in there saying, hey, I want to switch positions back to where I was originally at. And then you catch the bosses talking smack and you're like, you know what? Deuces. You want to be that disrespectful? Deuces. Right on the spot. Turn that badge in. Walk out.
Bye.
Oh, dang.
Hey, if it's at will, I respect it. I couldn't do it myself personally, but I respect it.
I don't know if I've ever quit a job on the spot. I've definitely quit jobs I needed to stay at, but I've given 2 weeks.
Sure.
I hate doing it. I'm a two-week person, but when you disrespect me like that, deuces. I ain't got time for that.
You know you got to. All right, Ryan.
All right, Ryan. Well, maybe we'll hear from you again.
Don't quit us.
You're going to hear from me all day today. Just get ready for it. I'm making it through.
This guy. You already did.
All right, Ryan. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, talk to you later. Peace. Bye.
All right, our girl's on two. You know you love her. Ebony's in the house. Every day
I'm hustling. Every day. What's poppin'?
Hey. We missed you.
I missed y'all too. Hello, hon. And Allie, don't be uploading them beautiful pictures up on Facebook.
Girl.
And not expect me to be hard enough. What's going on with that?
Ebony, stop making me blush.
Ebony coming through with the wrist.
Stop looking cute then. Dang.
But look who's talking. I've seen your fine ass on Facebook too,
okay? Girl, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, DZ, you're handsome.
This is what...
DZ, shout out to you. Over there just looking like a great person.
My bad. Your wife just texted. She said he's fine.
I just felt left out. Thank you, baby. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, Ebony, what's something you're really good at but you hate doing?
Sewing.
Oh, you're good at sewing. That's a really good talent for making clothes.
I fix everybody's clothes around me, and I just got done taking in like 4 pairs of jeans for my sister's friend. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's cool. I'm happy that I know how to do it, but I absolutely hate it.
Same
thing.
You got taught as probably a kid or something and didn't want to do it, like the cleaning with
DC. Same. Oh, to ask me if I know how to sew. Yes.
You know how to sew?
Ebony might be cut from the same cloth.
You just want to start a clothing line?
Easy and easy. Ooh.
Wait a second. There's a ring to that.
Tailoring services. Any sewing needs.
Wait, hold on. How do I get a cut? Because I don't sew. Can I just promote it?
We need angel investors, Allie.
You can do our audio, Allie.
You know what, Destiny? I called her Destiny because we were talking about Destiny.
Too many thoughts.
Ebony, no. No. I'm not joining your clothing business.
Dang.
That's a good one, though. Sewing, but you're not good at it.
Sewing is a great one.
Yeah, sewing, but I'm not good at it. Well, you know, every day I wake up a baddie, so I can't change that. But
baddie with a little sewing kit in her pocket.
Yeah.
Ebony, you're funny. We'll talk to you later.
Get off my line.
I hung up on her.
Oh, good for you.
I hung up on her.
Good, because
I was ready to do it, too.
We're done with her. Christina's in Milwaukee. Until tomorrow, Ebony. Hey, Christina.
Hi.
Good morning.
What are you good at, but you hate doing?
So, mine's kind of two parts. I'm, pretty much the default parent. Mine is money management and scheduling, activities.
This is a golden one. Money management. A lot of us know how to do it. We just don't.
I don't know about that. Speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself. I know how to do it. I just don't. Christina.
I hate it. I wish, even just planning family vacations, I absolutely hate them. It stresses me out. But if I don't do it, then we're just in the house all day, every single day, all year. And
somebody got to do it.
Even just little trips to the park for the day. Every little planning is always on me. Mm-hmm. The bill management,
everything.
I get tired of it sometimes, and then I just go splurging, and then I'm like,
that's a good one.
I'm on a budget.
hey, balling on the budget's okay.
Seriously, money management is one.
I go overboard, though, when I get tired of penny pinching.
That Christina.
Christina.
She don't got to justify nothing to us.
She's kind of ranting here. I hear what she's saying, though. You know what she's saying?
What?
She's like, I could money manage, and I do it so tightly that then when I decide not to anymore, I go crazy. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
She was like, but I'm already doing but. Girl, you don't got to justify nothing to us. You know we support you.
Seriously.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, DZ, what is the problem today?
Problem today is somebody's laziness.
Okay, go on.
It just might not be what you're thinking, because it isn't necessarily the person who wrote in's laziness.
Oh, it's somebody else's laziness they're upset about. Okay, go on.
Matt hit us up, said, good morning. I'm looking for advice. I work for a cleaning company at a job where that's currently understaffed. Mm-hmm. There's four cleaners, which means we're in teams of two for shifts. The problem is that the guy I'm paired with isn't doing any real work. Here's a perfect example. Just the other day, he said he would take the trash cans outside. Yet, the next day, got an email and chewed out from our boss because half the cans didn't get cleared.
Sounds like my kids.
His excuse was there wasn't enough garbage in them to empty it, so he left it. There's more examples to give, but the reality is he's lazy and inconsiderate, doing things we've all been told not to do time and time again. Pair that with the fact that he's condescending about blatantly wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
I just need advice on what I should do. I'm not trying to be that guy, the complainer, but I also don't want to get fired or keep getting in trouble for something I can't prevent.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Matt.
This is like when you're doing a group project mm-hmm. and nobody's doing their work and you're the one doing it all,
mm-hmm.
which might be because you're controlling and you want to do it all, or it might be because you're the only one doing it all.
It's one thing if you're controlling and want to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing if you're a team player and realize this is a group project.
True, because a lot of managers won't delegate.
Right.
And some over-delegate. It's finding that in the middle, right?
Right. But they're not managers.
They're not managers. They're just coworkers who have to share tasks.
They're janitors. We could call it what they are. They're janitors. And they're in teams of two. They're working, and one guy ain't doing jack.
What do you think he should do? I don't even know what to say.
Well, to be completely honest, you've got two options. You can be complacent. You can allow him to keep doing that and mm-hmm. follow up on his work so that you don't get reprimanded
sure.
more. Because y'all are clearly a team, and there's going to be no separation.
Yeah.
Or what I would say.
Yeah.
You got to switch teams. You got to talk to the boss. No, for real. You got to make it obvious that they're the problem. Somehow, some way. And if you guys aren't rotating, I already think that's a little weird. You guys should be rotating teammates. Like, all right, every week we're going to rotate. Now, you know, Matt and Bob are together. And then
yeah,
next
but then
week,
you
next
lose
week,
your vibe. You get in a vibe with working with the same people all the time, don't you?
They don't have a vibe. The
oh,
vibe
right.
is Matt's doing
the
everything.
The vibe sucks.
Right. The vibe is trash. Why would you stay in that vibe?
Right.
Bad
right.
vibes.
Bad vibes.
Bad vibes. Matt wants good vibes. Matt wants somebody
Fair.
That if they say they're going to get the trash cans and Matt believes them, the next day they're not about to get an email to go, hey, half the trash didn't get
you
taken
know,
out.
That's got to be so frustrating when you are responsible for these tasks and you're doing them all.
I'd get teed up real quick.
Yeah.
I'd be mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. As far as solving this, mm-hmm. I think, in my opinion,
yeah.
best course of action is for Matt to go straight up and say, hey, I'd like to rotate partners. Maybe
yeah.
it would refresh our work ethic, help each other balance ideas. You could
mm-hmm.
spin this and not necessarily say, my coworker sucks. And then it'll become evident.
That's why you're here, DZ. See, because that would have been my advice. Go to the boss and say, my coworker sucks. Give me somebody else.
It's almost too easy, though.
Yeah.
We're in a world where we say a lot of coworkers suck.
That's true.
Right?
That's
well, I'm not
true.
Saying, but like in general,
no,
the general consensus.
No, really, most people are not a fan of all of their coworkers.
Right. So,
you have a few select ones you really vibe with, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
and everyone else is annoying.
I think he could spin it.
Mm.
Personally, I think he could spin this and say, hey, why don't we try working with other groups? Let's mix it up a little bit, huh?
Okay.
Huh?
So you say go to the boss and tell him we need a change.
Yeah, shake it up without necessarily complaining.
Okay, 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that line. And we're going to talk about this next. He doesn't know what to do because he works with these other guys. And this one guy does not do his job. He doesn't take out the trash like he says he's going to do. All kinds of things like that.
Coworker's mad lazy.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What's his name again?
His name is Matt.
Matt is having an issue at work where he feels like he's basically doing all the stuff his coworkers should be helping him do. They're on a team.
Mm-hmm.
They clean.
They clean. They're cleaners, janitors, whatever
mm-hmm.
you want to call them. And Matt's taking the load. And when his buddy, or not buddy, coworker
mm-hmm.
says, hey, I'll do something. I'll take the trash out. He only took about half the trash cans out, got everybody yelled at the next day. Come on.
Let's go to Lori, our girl this morning in Cedarburg, called 5 days in a row.
I could have my Gucci on.
Hey, Lori.
Morning.
Listen, I want you to know something. I'm very motivated and inspired right now. DZ and I are very motivated to have a party for the regulars out of nowhere. I don't know
what happened?
This morning, we've been very excited, and I'm the leader now.
Allie's been having ideas hit left and right.
I've been writing them on the board and everything. Like, we're finally going to have a party for the regulars. It's going to happen.
Years later. Y'all can owe me, DZ.
Anyway, Lori. Finally. Lori, what do you think Matt should do?
I agree with DZ that he's got to go talk to the boss. I had a similar situation where we were on team because we'd work 6 days. So I only saw the other shift one day a week. Mm. So it was like my first day was their last day and vice versa. And I was on the B team and I had a first of a small little talks with supervisors and stuff about it. Then nothing was getting done. So then I had to have personally bigger talks. And one point it got to where I actually left early and they realized how much the other person wasn't doing.
Because you walked out and so they got to see. So wait, so I want to stop for a second because you said you went to the boss. Because this is what people are wondering. You go to the boss and they do nothing. Then what, right? So you went to the boss, nothing happened. And what did you do next? You went to a bigger boss or what?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a weird situation because, I worked for a mall at the time in a security department and we had just lost our two supervisors. So I was talking to the general manager of the mall because we were actually in the process of being...
Change of command,
baby.
You went to a different higher person up to get something done.
Boss is boss.
Yep. That's what I was getting at, essentially.
Yeah.
And it worked.
We got merged. We got contracted out a little bit later.
Well,
Lori,
no offense. We don't need the merge in the business deals. We just want to know what happened and what Matt should do. That's what I wanted to know. Like, you went to the boss above the boss then, which is even more awkward with your boss, but sometimes you got to do it.
So is she saying, Matt, you should go for the boss's boss? Go talk to the upper? Is that what you're saying?
No, start small, have small conversations.
She said
if you don't need to.
And then if need.
Yes. And then evolve.
Okay.
All right, Lori. Well, thank you.
We like it. Have a great day.
Okay, great.
She just mic dropped and was like, y'all gonna hang up on me?
She's like, bye. Dolly is calling in Milwaukee. Dolly finally earned her theme song last week. We gonna spin and kill everybody. Hi, Dolly.
Hey, y'all.
Morning.
What do you think Matt
should do? Good morning.
His coworkers are just not picking up. Well, his coworker is not picking up his job.
Yeah, I agree with the other lady that just called. Like, it's definitely levels to it. Like, first, I would speak to the person he's working with. Like, you know, what's going on? You know, we got yelled at the other day because you were slacking. We need you to pick up the pace. And if he's not doing as told, then I definitely would tell the supervisor that the supervisor isn't doing anything. I would definitely go above and beyond as well.
Above and beyond.
Wow, listen to this, Dolly and DZ. Somebody's texting in. Bleep that. Snitch, 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 snitch.
Stitch, 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 stitch.
Exactly.
Listen to this. They said the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
I guess. But you don't want to be, when you're already understaffed, think about it. You don't want to get fired. You don't want them to get fired because then you got double the workload.
Yeah.
Man, he's trying to keep it kosher right now.
Somebody said, as soon as you snitch, dude will suddenly have a, quote, work injury, unquote.
That part indeed. Come on now. Oh, a trash can fell on my foot.
Right. No, he definitely should talk to him first, have a discussion with said coworker, and then if nothing is being done, then definitely the higher up for sure.
Nice. Well, Dolly, thank you for calling in. We always love hearing from you.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye, youngin.
Little youngin in the car. Somebody texted in and said, if you complain, you risk making your coworkers angry.
Yeah.
I had a similar situation at my job with two workers and they started purposely doing things to annoy me. Yeah, but that's the reason we have HR is because if you're scared of retaliation, they can get fired for retaliating against you if you go and complain, if HR is handling it correctly.
And if you are scared of retaliation, then it is something that you need to get other people involved in. Don't go into something thinking something might happen, because it might, right? If you know, hey, I'm able to, like Dolly was saying, I'm able to talk to this person. I'm able to say, hey, my man, I'm going to need you to tighten up. We're not doing the same things, right? If they can do that, bet. Yeah. If you're scared that they're now going to do something, jeopardize your work or retaliate, you need to get a structure in place. Boss is boss.
Ah, I like it. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, do you know who would be really good at giving advice right now?
Who?
An 11-year-old. Let's go to Brent in South Milwaukee. Brent, good morning.
Hey.
I love it when you call in on adult topics, like what to do at your job.
What do you think Matt should do to get his lazy coworker to stop being lazy?
Sometimes kids are smarter than us.
They really are, most times.
What should we do?
First off, just talk. Talk to her, like, politely. Like, hey, you've only been doing, like, a lot less than I've been doing. Could you do more? And she's like, no, you're the man in the situation. You need to do it. Then, obviously, go talk to the boss. If she's still slacking after you ask, like, politely, just to do a little bit more.
So be polite on the front end and then get progressively, not meaner, but more direct. And then, you know, unfortunately, more snitchy because they're not doing what you're asking as a person.
She says snitch.
Snitch. In a good way.
In a good way. All right, Bryn. Well, thank you for calling.
I'll see you tomorrow.
She said, we'll see you tomorrow.
She said, I'll call in for the adult topic tomorrow as well.
She's trying to get a theme
and tell
song.
You what to do.
I see her.
Somebody said, we're in West Bend. The reception is not good right now. I don't know what to tell you.
Yikes.
The sun is shining. I don't know what's going on. Actually, I do know what to tell you. It's called the Audacy app.
A-U-D-A-C-Y?
There's a reason you don't have to listen on the radio anymore because you can just connect your phone to your car or just listen on your phone or your tablet or Alexa.
Some people use headphones.
You can listen to us live anytime. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
I'm looking at our Summerfest bags. I cannot believe Summerfest is like weeks away.
You can say tomorrow, it's okay.
It's unbelievable because it feels like tomorrow, because you know what this week is?
The Pride Fest.
Well, yes, Pride Fest.
Oh, my bad. I know where we were going. I was like, there's a lot of things this weekend.
The last week of school.
Oh, yeah.
I know some are out already and some graduated and college is long out.
Well, and my wife technically has until next Wednesday with kids.
But when the kids are in, MPS is in until next Wednesday?
For some schools, yeah. Some are out, some aren't. You know,
wait,
MPS is weird.
Hold on. No, I don't understand. Yeah. MPS doesn't have the same calendar for every school? Every school does it different?
No, not every school, but they're like, I think regionally it depends on where. Because think of the busing schedule. Yeah, uh-huh. Not at some schools get out, you know, an hour before 2 hours. Some schools get out a week before 2 weeks, but they also go back a week, 2 weeks, you know, earlier, later, what have you. So, yeah.
Well, there's nothing going on with MPS. I mean, nothing in the news at all.
Nope. Nothing
I'm being sarcastic. Go look on your own time. But that being said, it is the last week of school for my kids.
Nice.
And it is the, what do I call it? The We Don't Care Week.
Oh, it's the guaranteed that We Don't Care Week.
Yeah, it's like we don't care what we're wearing.
Nope.
We don't care if there's any work, and hopefully there is none.
We're not doing it.
I said to Owen and Hudson, I go, I'm getting nostalgia looking at you going to school for the last week, because I think about how we used to go in and we'd like get rid of all our books.
Yep.
Our backpacks were lighter for a few days and then they got heavier because we had to bring everything
all that stuff home. Yeah, you're so right.
And yesterday Hudson goes, I need a little help. I'm like, you're 10. What do you mean you need help? And I go over, I pick up his bag. My arm is immediately straight to
dragon.
The ground. I go, what do you got in this thing?
Bricks?
The whole school year's worth of stuff?
Basically. All of the projects that mama didn't see,
everything.
Mama gonna get now.
Oh, I'm getting all the art projects.
Everything.
Everything's coming home.
Listen, the shelves are now empty at school and full at home.
That's true, man. I just love the feeling of the last week of school because it just was so exciting. I was like, one more week. And nobody cares anymore at the end of the week. It's fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, everybody starts to kind of change auras, if you will.
They're happier.
A few weeks ago, we were still wearing sweaters, mm-hmm. jackets, long pants,
mm-hmm.
most of us. Now everybody's out here in the shorts, the flippy floppies, talking about what we doing after school, after work today.
Yep.
The mood has changed.
We're in a good mood because it's warm.
This week is the last I care. It's past the I care week. We're mm-hmm. in the I don't care week because everything now means summer.
So true. Including Summerfest.
That
which is why I brought that up in the beginning.
Boom.
Well, I'm going to be going to my kid's school on Thursday and I'm going to emcee a fun dance party.
Is it there? What did they call it? Field days?
I don't know what it's called.
Field day where they just like go outside, play whatever, have fun?
Sure. I have no idea.
You just go.
I'm going for the last hour of the day, and
okay.
I'm helping with an assembly thing. So I'm excited.
Bet.
But I don't know if my kids are.
Well.
Don't worry. I'll tell you guys about it on Friday, how much I embarrassed my kids.
Does it matter if they want you there?
No.
No, not really.
We going.
Exactly. All right. Well, happy almost end of school for those who are. Because if your wife's going till next week, I can't say happy last week. It really sucks that she has to go back next week.
It's the last full week, though. So you
yeah.
know next week doesn't even count. This week might as well be the last week because next week's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about
yeah.
it. They're not doing nothing.
Ours get out at noon on Friday and then we're done.
Yum.
Goodbye. See you in 3 months.
Getting out at noon is delicious.
Delicious on a Friday.
Yum.
Am I the Jerk is on the way and it's me.
It's you.
It's me and something I did in front of multiple people yesterday, including DZ.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if I'm the jerk because I did something. I know I'm a little impulsive. I know it's not shocking to anyone.
What?
Me? Impulsive?
No.
Shocking, right? I said something and I moved on with my life. And then an hour later, I went, am I the jerk?
I think you realized it before anybody else
well,
did.
Well, then maybe I'm not the jerk. That's what I'm hoping for.
You're definitely
maybe
the jerk.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today it's me, and I said something yesterday, and like I always do, what I think. And then I moved on with my life.
Until about an hour later, and then Allie went, wait, what?
And I said, am I a jerk, DZ? I didn't even think about how insensitive I was when I said this around other parents.
You're funny for this, but go on.
I said it around three parents with babies.
Yeah?
Babies.
Baby babies.
Here, I wrote it myself. Dear Allie and DZ, it's Allie.
You wrote in third person to us.
I did.
Why don't you call yourself Allison?
Oh, you know what? It's from Allison. You're right. Good call. Two L's, one I. Don't get it twisted. All right. Don't ask me why we spell Allie the way we do. Okay, so Allie and DZ.
Yeah?
Yesterday, Now I'm back to first person. Yesterday, our regulars, Destiny and Lala, stopped by so we could meet their new baby.
Right.
And while they were in the studio, I started talking about my weekend. And then I mentioned how I had slept for 12 hours on Sunday night. And I had so many years of putting my kids to bed. It's a little weird to fall asleep before them, but here we are. So anyway, I was saying to the people with the new baby how I slept for 12 hours the night before.
You really did. You said it with your chest, too.
I said it with my chest and how I couldn't believe it. How great it was, because I remember when the babies were little, I never would have been asleep for 12 hours. I wouldn't have slept at all. But then it hit me. They don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't sleep, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
So then I felt bad for even bringing up my long 12-hour night of sleep. That is so rare in my world, but I was so proud of it.
So restful.
So, am I the jerk for bragging I slept all night to people that have babies?
Young babies at that. And if you're wondering how young, Sammy isn't three yet.
Yes.
And Danny is almost 7 months.
So you alone have a two-year-old and a seven-month-old, basically.
Right.
And Destiny and Lala come in. They have four kids, including a 0-2 and a 4-year-old. And
right.
I said all this in front of all of you
right.
with my chest.
You did. No, you did. And you stood 10 toes until you realized what you had said and done.
I went, who says that to parents in the baby stage?
Damn.
I slept for 12 hours last night. How rude.
Oh, big yawn over here. But you know what's funny? That wasn't the first time you had said it too, right?
Really?
Because
oh, God.
Before.
Because I repeat everything with my ADHD and my impulsivity. Oh, gosh.
Fair enough.
Why?
But before Destiny and Lala pulled up with the babies,
you
and I were talking. And you were like, man, I just can't believe it. You know, like you were telling me, we were just kind of talking about the day and the weekend and whatever. And you did it to me too. And I remember in my head thinking, like, dang, must be nice.
Like, screw Allie.
I wasn't up at 6 a.m. with our kids. No, not me. Huh. 12 hours sleep. Wow.
You're like, what's that? I wasn't up in the middle of the night feeding a baby. But tell me more, Allie, about how you went to bed 12 hours and slept through. And I got to tell you, the reason I was bragging was because for years I did live that life and I went through it. And I was a single mom, so I was alone too.
Come
on top
now.
Of it.
Of course.
I don't even know how I got up in the middle of the night and then came to work, but I did it.
You did
and
it.
Then went home and took care of Hudson when he was a baby and Owen. Like, I don't even know.
You
like,
did it.
We just got through it. I was very depressed.
When you do it, you do it. But
yeah.
the solace in that is that your bragging means you've turned a new leaf. You weren't thinking about it because you've done it. You've done it time and time mm-hmm. and time again. You've been in the shoes that we're currently wearing, right?
I have.
So now that you do get to sleep those 12 hours.
I'm appreciative.
You're appreciative of it. And you're just not even thinking of the fact because you're so far past that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Them littles are not little.
They're not. Owen and Hudson, literally.
They're about 6'3 apiece. Yes.
They are 6'3. They can be home alone. They can do everything on
right.
their own for the most part. You know, it's pretty wild.
You
transitioning.
Can sleep 12 hours and they will survive.
And they're okay.
Because guess who knows how to make a little sandwich,
mm-hmm.
cook them a little grilled cheese. Guess they can self-suffice
mm-hmm.
because you're home, and if something actually happens, you're mm-hmm. immediately right there and going to be up.
Absolutely.
I do say all that to say you still the jerk for rubbing it in a little bit.
At one point, I did wake up to give them advice, and then I went right back to sleep. Like, they came in, they go, Mom, da-da-da. I go, yeah, here's your answer, and I went right back to sleep. They're like, okay, thanks.
You weren't not present, right?
I was around.
Right. Nobody's saying you weren't there with your kids.
I still feel like I was bragging. I do feel like I was able to I don't think I would have appreciated the sleep I got had I not gone through what you're currently going through. Like, had I not had kids or whatever, I don't know. I'm more appreciative, so the bragging's more obnoxious. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense, because the people without kids might sleep 12 hours regularly whenever they
anything.
Feel like it.
They don't even realize how exciting that is.
12 hours might be normal to them.
Well, in 12 hours, period. I mean, who can sleep that long?
Well, you must be
not
nice.
Not since my 20s, let me tell you.
You must be nice, Allie.
Okay, am I the jerk for bragging I slept all night around people with small babies? Multiple people. And then I kept saying it. 414-533-1037. Ah, I see your texts and your calls. Somebody said, Allie, that gives me hope. Oh, you too will sleep for 12 hours one day again.
Fingers crossed.
Just give it 10 years.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Dang. saying, well, Eliana said, not the jerk because you didn't mean it on purpose. And then somebody else said, I have kids with one being special needs, 10 to 18. I haven't slept through the night in over 18 years. You're the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Oh, so we're split.
Okay. I said, am I the jerk for bragging about sleeping all night? Two people that have small babies. DZ won, and then Destiny and Lala came in yesterday.
And yes, they count as one person.
And one of them's on the phone.
Really?
Yes.
Who we got?
Do you want to start with Destiny or Lala, the one that's on the phone?
Come on.
Lala, baby.
An honorary. She get the song.
Destiny can yell about giving the song away, but whatever. Hi,
fight
Lala.
Me.
Take it.
Okay, Lala. Oh, there's the babies.
Of
there's
course.
The
babies. Yes, there's a baby.
For reference.
You came in yesterday, and I'm just bragging away about how I slept all night, and then you left, and I went, why did I say that around parents with babies? That is so tacky.
No. You're not the jerk, Allie. I don't think you meant it as a harm's way. You were just bragging like, dang, I slept for 12 hours, wow. You know?
I didn't mean it as in a mean way, but it was a jerky move, Lala.
No, no. No, it wasn't. You know what? Damn. When my time comes, my time will come, and then I'm going to start bragging that I slept a whole full 8 hours.
You know what? You're right. That's fair.
When
just
you're right,
to get
you're right.
Eight. I mean, you're getting up with a baby in the middle of the night, Lala.
Every 3 hours.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I get about 4 or 5 hours maximum
maybe
of sleep. But who wants to sleep? You know what I'm saying? I got my wine bottle stacked. I'm good with that.
Dang, Lala said rest for the wicked, and I'm breastfeeding a baby. I ain't got time.
And she's embracing motherhood, is of course, with her fourth child. She knows how to do it, her and Destiny. Ah, so you're going to say not the jerk, Lala?
Not the jerk, Allie. You didn't mean it as a intent way, okay? So you're
nice.
Not the jerk.
Lala, stop being nice, bro.
No, she's not. Because you know what? Because I'm going to be the jerk. If you guys, whoever thinks Allie's the jerk after me, then I'll be a jerk because, like I said, I'm going to start bragging when I could sleep a whole full 8 hours. Like, oh, yes, I slept. Yes.
Lala sent out the warning shot, said, I dare you.
And you'll get that bragging rights because you did it with four children, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Four. You're going to get those rights. Okay, I feel better. Thank you, Lala. We're going to go to the
You're
calls.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
So she said, not the jerk for bragging I slept all night.
She's not changing my mind. I'm still calling you
fine,
a jerk.
Fine. DZ thought I was trying to garner sympathy, by the way. I should have told Lala this because I said, do people realize I got divorced while I was pregnant? And then DZ said,
No.
I don't even think people knew you were married.
I don't even think people knew you were married. Hold on. No. Don't be gaining sympathy points before we get the answers.
That's what
he said. Trying to make people call you not the jerk before we answer.
He said, don't tell them you were a single mom when you gave birth. Not by choice.
Don't pull that card, Allie. Don't pull that card.
Just trying too hard. I said, fine, I'll tell them after, but I couldn't hold it in. Nick's in Muskego for day 3. Hey, Nick. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Happy to have you working for that theme song, man. Let's go.
Am I the jerk for bragging that I slept all night after getting divorced while pregnant and raising two children alone? Go.
You're not the jerk at all. I mean, I can't speak for myself because I don't have kids, but you're not the jerk, okay?
Thanks.
Listen, you're at a spot in your life where you have, you know, a 10-year-old and I forgot your other 12. And, you know, the thing is you had that stage in your life, okay? So it's like you know what it's like. You know, if you didn't have kids and you were sitting there bragging the whole time saying, oh, yeah, every night I get 12 hours of sleep every single night. Well, then I'd be like, okay, well, maybe you should stop bragging.
Yeah,
but
Nick, stop bragging.
Time, like, you've been through this. Like, you know what it's like. And not only that, but when you have kids, you're making a commitment. You know what it's about.
Right.
I mean, in general knowledge, you know that you're going to be up, you know, in the middle of the night taking care of kids. So, I mean, that's a commitment right there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that, you know, you weren't bragging. You were just saying, hey, I got 12 hours of sleep and it felt good, you know.
And but then I realized later I shouldn't have said it.
Well,
fair. Nick saying my intentions were not bad, so I'm not the jerk.
Right.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Nick's basically saying you weren't even bragging. You were almost amazed that you had slept 12 hours.
I was, because I don't ever sleep like that. I mean, that was crazy.
Nick, stop gassing her up, man.
Thanks, Nick. You're more than welcome to call tomorrow for day 4. Have a great day.
Peace, man.
Bye. Somebody texted in and said, I remember you were married to a guy.
Okay,
I shouldn't say I raised them alone. Their father is around. We split them half the time. But yes, I did get divorced while I was pregnant. It was not a good memory, and we're not going to go back to that. But let's go to who's left. Oh, Melissa's in New Berlin this morning. Hey, Melissa.
Of course you had a neighbor call.
Hi.
Of course you did.
If my mom wasn't on a cruise, I would have had her call.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, am I the jerk for bragging I slept all night with parents around me with new babies?
You are not the jerk, because you were just showing them that it does get better.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I can say is that once you're like me, or if you're over 40, it can get worse because you just get up to pee at the night. All the time. Just enjoy while you can, right? If you are able to get it, just brag about it. That's fine.
Well, the problem is, Melissa, I drink so much water that I get up anyway. So
Hydrated, maybe it will help you not have like leg cramps at night. But if you're drinking and staying hydrated, that's good.
I am. Melissa, you're funny. Thanks for calling. Check's in the mail. Have a great day.
Bye.
Somebody said, Allie is not the jerk. Everyone has a case of foot and mouth disease at times, but the difference is Allie was aware of it. Thank you.
That's valid.
What else? You did your time, Allie. Rest now, Allie. In a few years, you'll be waiting for them to come home at night.
Think about it.
They're right. We're right.
As soon as they start driving.
You think I'll be waiting at home?
No, you're going to be out too.
I'll be calling them for a ride.
Hey, I'm going to need one of y'all to scoop. That's what's really going
to
happen.
I was going to say, I was going to go find them, but you were right. I'm going to be out because I like to live my life. So true.
Man, you know I tried so hard to get somebody to call you the jerk.
You did. Well, there's a couple. There was only like one or two on the text, but then they were people that said, I do this all day.
You're not the jerk. You know that.
I felt bad. But
I was really trying to get somebody.
The only saving grace is that I went through it and that there is the positive outlook is there is hope. Like, I remember being in that stage you're in right now, and it was just like underwater at times because you still survive and you love your kids and they're the cutest and you can't get enough of them, but you're tired.
Every moment is worth
it. You're tired.
But every moment is also draining.
That's right. So there is hope when they're a little bit older that it's more fun.
Allie.
They just have smart mouths then.
You're the light at the end of the tunnel.
I don't know about that.
Nobody said it was bright.
All right. Not the jerk. Declared by me.
Good for you.
Allie's not the jerk today, everybody.
She got him on the payroll.
I sure did. Coming up next, I'm finally going to tell you what happened at the bank. Because yesterday I said I was going to tell you why I was at the bank.
Right.
What's not fair that they do to us anymore. Why I even ended up at a bank.
Uh-huh.
But I got sidetracked because Destiny and Lala came by with their baby.
More important things happened.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So then somebody on my Facebook yesterday said, whatever happened at the bank.
Now we got to talk.
We'll tell you tomorrow, which is today. So next, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Wepa, wepa.
Buenos dias. You know, we do have tickets. We're going to be sending you to see Tusi at Summerfest in the next 20 minutes or so.
You want to see Tusi? Pit passes. Summerfest, June 21st. Yeah, wait.
We got you. Just don't go anywhere. So yesterday I said, oh, I got to go off about the bank and what happened at the bank. And I don't know why we're still doing this. I can't even believe I was at the bank.
I love going to the bank. You're tripping.
I never go to the bank, dude.
I'm at the bank every 2 weeks.
You still use it. You like to go in there and do all your business.
Yeah.
I want everything online and cashless. That's me.
Right.
But I need cash to get my nails done. I've talked about this on the show.
We have, right. Mm-hmm. I know this. I know this about you.
So I went and I went over... And I said, I'm going to swing through the ATM.
Did you go outside on the...
Outside.
Okay, okay.
Because I don't even... The fact that I even have to go near a bank at this point...
I was going to say, because you're not going inside.
No.
Ew.
Absolutely not.
Allie, inside a bank?
I mean, I haven't been inside a bank in years at this point. So they just held my money for me. So I go through the ATM, and I need a lot of money, because I'm going to get my nails and feet done, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you got pedicure. So we're talking a hundy,
I was going to say, it's what, $100? $50? $50, $25 a hand?
Depending on 25 a hand. Depending where you go. But I needed cash. And do you know what the ATM shot out at me?
What?
A $50 bill.
An ATM gave you a 50?
Why in the hell are we still... I don't even like $20 bills. Well, I mean, I don't even like bills. We're still giving out $50 bills. So I looked at it and I went, ugh.
Let me see.
Now this is going to be awkward.
Is this real?
That's real. Yeah, that was real.
That's Ulysses right there,
boy.
I
don't know. I'm assuming it's real.
Yeah, I'll tell you at the store later. Depending on how much change I get.
Give me the 50 back.
I'll make sure it's a real bill. Don't worry about it.
I need it back for my next nail appointment. Because I went in and I handed it to her because I got anxiety when I saw the 50. This is what happened because I thought, is anyone even going to take the 50 anymore? Do businesses take big bills?
Some places don't.
Some places don't even take cash.
No, for real. Some places genuinely don't anymore.
100%. So I'm sitting there like, why are we even making $50 bills? And why are we shooting them out in the ATM? So I got upset. And then I got anxious because I didn't want to give the 50 to anyone in fear that they wouldn't take it. And it just sat in my wallet till I got to the nail salon. And then I went, Do you take a 50?
Handshaking. They think it's fake.
I'm thinking I'm breaking the law somehow by giving. And she's like, she gets out her pen. Hold on. Gets the pen out.
The counterfeit pen.
And I go, yeah, I don't blame you. And she goes, we have to do it with all of our bills now.
Smart.
Because we had a counterfeit 20.
Mm-hmm.
So the police gave us a counterfeit pen to check every bill. And my bill was good, of course, as it should have been. I got it from the bank.
Right.
So it better be good.
What?
But it gave me anxiety. And I was just like, why are we still working? I'm not going to go on the cash rant because you've already got the fair is cashless. You got Summerfest. You got these places that venues are cashless.
Pfizer Forum is cashless.
Cashless. And I appreciate that because all I need is my phone. Mm-hmm. And I just tap to pay with everything.
Bloop, bloop.
But the fact that I have a $50 bill is stressing me out. In fact, rob me.
I can help you with that stress.
Rob me so I don't have to deal with this.
Hey, we'll be right back.
I don't want it. I'm getting rid of it. I'm taking it immediately to a gas station and going, can you break this? It's stressing me out, dude. What's with the big bills?
Man, I'm sorry.
And why do you still like cash? What's with you, DZ?
I carry less and less cash every day, right? But we still pay our daycare provider in cash.
Oh, that's another thing.
So,
yep. Uh-huh.
That's
I used to do that.
And honestly, that's our biggest cash. That's probably like one of our only cash expenses now, but it's a big expense. So sure. I'd rather just go to the bank than to go
and
to an ATM. Because you got to think, some banks limit. I'm not trying to go 300 from this bank, 300 from that ATM.
I know how much daycare costs, so.
It's not 300, let me tell you that.
It's a lot, yeah.
Right, right. So it's easier. For me, it's just easier. Cash is still king. I know credit is queen and a lot of people's concept.
No, credit is king. Cash is queen.
Oh, is that
I'm reversing it. I feel that way.
I ain't going to argue it.
Don't you think? As we evolve as a society?
Yeah, but the thing is,
I can't even believe some of these big stores don't have tap to pay yet. And you know who you are. You should be ashamed of yourself. But I'll keep my mouth shut. Go on. You know who you are.
You know exactly who you
are. Get tap to pay. Get with it.
Where were we?
I got triggered by the lack of tap to pay in a couple big box stores.
Honestly, I do like still having bills. I do like having big bills, but I do think it's important for people to at least check the bill.
Yeah.
I've worked at places. I've gotten a counterfeit single. A counterfeit dollar.
Are you serious?
A counterfeit Washington.
Is that for real?
Very much for real.
A counterfeit dollar. Why even bother?
It was motion picture money. I'm going to be honest. It was somebody a little less fortunate, and they were buying like a dollar item from the store I used to work at and manage whatnot, and we took the bill. Nobody was thinking about it. We just thought, it's a dollar. It was crumpled up. We're like, sure, thanks,
man. Who cares?
Bye.
Don't worry about it.
At the end of the day, but people are counterfeiting anything. Most businesses stopped taking bigger bills for that reason. So the fact that you are getting even a big bill out of an ATM is wild.
And hoping someone can break it for me, that they have the change. Somebody texted in and said, our local ATM gas station only gives out $50 bills. It drives me crazy.
That's wild.
Somebody else said, servers and bartenders, though, rely heavily on a cash income. I'm sorry, I know, but like, I tip so much with my card. I'm not even trying to.
I'd rather Venmo you at this rate.
Seriously. Somebody said, for small business owners, cash is king.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And somebody else said, so tip in cash, pay for anything you can with cash, so our small businesses don't have to pay such big fees.
And that's very valid. I don't know if a lot of people do know this, so if you allow, real quick, the credit card companies, when you process and when you tip on a card, there's percentages that go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely does a employee or the person who you tip on card to receive that full amount, if they receive that amount at all. So that's why they say tip in cash, because when you tip on card, that is rarely actually accessed. So it's just free money that you're giving to the company.
Well, somebody said technology can always fail or be down or whatever, and then you're screwed if you only have a card.
And that's why cash is king. It's it's tangible. It's like the new form of gold. People don't carry gold around.
Do you remember, you know what? There was a festival. I won't name names. Their card system went down for like a couple hours last year. But you can't pay in cash when it doesn't matter if you have cash. That's my point. If you're at a cashless place, it doesn't even matter if you have cash. It didn't matter.
We out here trading favors and bartering goods, man.
I don't know if this is true, but somebody texted in and said McDonald's doesn't take more than a $20 bill. Let's try it. Let's go on a tour with the 50.
I'm gonna tell you something real quick. It depends on which McDonald's you're at.
I believe that.
I
never pay in cash, so what's new? Okay, 414-533-1037. They're texting in so much they clearly have something to say about the cash and the $50 bill.
Clearly.
I am not a fan of the fact that the ATM gave me a $50 bill. It made me anxious. I went, who's going to break this? Is anyone going to take this thing? From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Somebody texted in and said, you had me triggered when DZ brought up daycare rates. Didn't we all? Anyone with a child got triggered at that moment.
My bad.
We understand. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I openly talk about going into debt for years, paying for daycare. It was a nightmare.
It ain't cheap.
It's not cheap, but good thing I love my kids. And you get past it. It's okay. It will be okay one day.
Dang quality childcare.
We're talking about how I went to take out money because I got to pay for my nails in cash.
Right.
And it gave me a $50 bill, which then gave me anxiety.
So weird that an ATM gave you $50.
I hated it, man. And so then somebody texted in thinking they were, you know, give me a detective. Any detective.
Inspector Gadget.
There you go. And they said, one, a mani-pedi costs more than $50. Did you have more than one $50 bill? Yes, they gave me two. Okay. I only brought up one, though. Then they said, number two, why do you still have a 50? Because I have to get my nails done again, and I did it again. Three, why are you being so discreet about how much money you took out? I took out $120 for the mani-pedi. What do you want?
Inspector Gadget.
Chill out. You're missing the point.
Okay, Sherlock. They clearly weren't listening at the beginning of the segment when we said all of these things that you took out
$50
bills.
And maybe I wasn't as specific as they needed, but we're thinking too hard on this, you guys. It's about big bills and paying in cash today. But if you'd like my bank statement, come on over.
Allie will show it to you.
Let's start with Beth in East Troy. Good morning, Beth.
Hey.
No, it's Hi. Bex.
Oh, Bex. Hey.
Oh, Bex. Bex, like Becky.
Yeah, Bex.
Ah, Bex.
So I got to ask you, Allie, because you got kids my kids' ages. Mm-hmm. When they want to just run out and do something, what do you give them? You don't send them with your card.
No. I don't give them any. What do you mean when they want to go do something? Where are they going? They're 10 and 12.
Well, see,
they're with me.
My kids live in a small town. They get on their bikes and they run to the store. And I feel like I'm an ATM now and I never use cash.
Oh, well, they can get on their bikes and go to their friend's house or down the street, but they're not going to the store.
You don't got a store closer. It's like, you don't got a store around the corner like that.
There's a Quick Trip and a Speedway, but I don't want them going down there. No, they can stay in the neighborhood or go see their friends. Yeah. So
I actually messaged you because you're the one that has a kid that looks identical to my 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah. She sent me a picture. It's Hudson number two.
Doppelganger?
It looks like the same child. Wow. And she sent me a message on Facebook. She goes, somebody saw your kid and thought it was my kid.
Did you lose a child? Y'all can trade kids for a day?
Well, Bex, your kid's adorable. Thanks for calling. Sorry you're broke. Stop giving him money to go to the store. Have a great day.
Bye, Bex.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Ashley's in Tosa. Let's go to her next. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, talk to us.
You carrying cash or giving out cash like Bex there is?
Oh, my gosh. So my daughter's school needed $3 for a field trip.
The worst.
Where did I get $3? I looked at the 3K teacher and I said, can I Venmo you? And she looked at me like she'd never heard of Venmo.
Are you serious? They wouldn't even let you Venmo for $3?
Come on.
Because I'm with you. Where do you find $3?
I had to go to an ATM, take out a 20, go somewhere and break it to get her $3. But I was like, "It's come on, guys. The schools need Venmo."
Even if you had gone, let's say, to the store to take out cash, you still would have gotten a 20. Would have been smallest bill you would have gotten.
I've been to a few ATMs where they give out fives.
A few.
Or they let you go by increments of fives, if you will. Right? Very rare, though. I've never had one spit a 50 at me. Mm-hmm. I'd be salty.
Yeah.
And for $3, I'd just be giving them quarters. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going. The cup holder in my car.
Honestly, I get the $3 thing. I would feel the same way. Where am I going to come up with $3? Let me find $1 I had in a stocking a year ago. Here's one for...
I'm sending the kid with $5 and expecting $2 back. That's just what I'm going to do.
You're right.
Like, I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Honestly.
Well, thanks for calling, Ashley.
Yeah.
Sorry the school put you through that. I'm being dramatic. Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Last but not least, Turk is in Milwaukee. Hey, Turk, how you feel about big bills?
Good morning. I enjoy them. I spend them. I am cash is king all day, every day.
Mm. With a name like Turk, I could have guessed.
Mm-hmm. And you like the bigger bills, Turk?
I do. I don't have a problem spending them. I think cash, I don't like the businesses that don't take cash, because for someone like me that spends cash, I don't like paying all the fees. I'm a small business owner, so when you have restaurant fees or like a car dealership, a lot of people want to put X amount of money down, but at the end of the month, it costs the establishment so much money.
Because it's on the card.
All the cash back you get as a consumer... Well, it's really paid by all the businesses that accept the cards. So
really,
yeah.
Do you have a choice to not give cash back?
Yeah, right.
Well, no. Like your Discover card, let's say all the cash back that the card users get.
No. We're not fancy. We don't have Discover cards. we're like Visa, MasterCard people over here. Okay,
I got debit.
Right.
But I get what he's saying, though. Turk is going, so when you do get whatever company cash back, rollover, blah, blah, blah money when you swipe the card, that's not paid by the credit card company. That's paid by the business that is basically using that credit card company's service.
Mm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Interesting.
And when systems go down, like somebody mentioned, and they take a card and you can't get your, hot dog at the ballpark, at Pfizer Forum, you can't, there should be an option with cash, because it, on the bills, it still says legal tender. You can't use it in certain places.
It's really
an inconvenience.
Gal. I'm sorry. I understand. You can sell me with your small business, but you're telling me I need to carry cash everywhere I go? I'm good with the tap to pay at Pfizer. I'm sorry. Pfizer Forum.
Would you rather go back to the barter system and trade something you have? If, say, the credit card systems go down and you don't have cash on you, you still got to live your life and buy things, right? Mm-hmm. You still got to buy food.
Well, then I would use cash if I had to.
If you had, no, but I'm saying cash is gone.
Uh-huh.
Credit is too. Would you prefer a barter system then? Would you trade your goods and services,
like
or what you have? Would you trade, let's say, the necklace on your neck because it's got X amount of value to somebody?
Well, it depends on what day of mood I'm in that day.
And this is why Allie uses card.
Thank you. All right. Good luck with your business, Turk. I'm sorry. We got to give away tickets.
We appreciate you, Turk.
Have a great day.
You too, brother. Bye. Good talk, man.
He had some great points. That's the kind of stuff we want to hear from. You know?
As an independent business owner, he knows some of those little tips and tricks and valuable nuggets that I'm like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well,
which one is best? That's the argument DZ and I are about to have, because he's wrong and I'm right.
Oh, okay. Those are big words there.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Fighting words.
Don't mind if I do say, but it also depends on the house.
True.
In fairness.
Very true.
By the way, we are giving away tickets to Summerfest to see Toosie. We just gave them away. Shout out to Mallory in West Allis.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
You can always go to our website, though, because we also have tickets on there right now to see Pete Davidson at the Riverside Theater on June 13th, which is like a
week.
A week away, too. So some tickets up for grabs as well if you go to 1037kissfm.com.
There's plenty.
But back to the topic at hand. Who's right and who's wrong? And honestly, I don't know if anybody's right or wrong.
Where were we?
Where were we? Cooking.
Which one's the best?
which one is the best? There's four, usually. Actually, I have five.
Some people got six.
Screw those people. They're rich.
Really, though.
People with six are rich. It's like a double oven. We're talking about burners.
Burners. Stove top,
and not
baby.
Not your phones. Not your five phone burners.
Not the flip.
Not the flip.
We ain't talking about the track phone. Not that burner.
Nope, not that one.
Stove burners.
Stove burners. DZ looked at me all serious, you guys, and goes, so which one's the best?
These are the things I ponder. You wonder what goes on in my mind, the things I jot down as possible, interesting things to talk about.
When you're wondering what DZ's staring up in the sky, pondering, it's which burner is the best.
It is. It is. 9 out of 10, I'm wondering which burner is the best.
Well, are you one of the people who cooks on the same burner every time like me?
For the most part.
Mm-hmm. No, big, little, doesn't matter. Same burner.
Same burner. It doesn't matter what it is. And I will say, it does depend on the home and the stove, because we're lucky. Our front burners actually have dual burners in them. So you could choose which size. Oh. You could use the small burner or the big burner.
Love that.
It's newer, quote unquote, if you will.
I know what you're talking. I can picture a stove like that. Is it a flat top?
It's a flat top.
Yep.
It's not gas. It's electric. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, completely glass, which it has the induction heating, whatever, which we can choose. Left side, big burner. Right side, small burner.
Mm.
So if you're using a big pot or a small pot, whatever.
You can change it. Mine does not change size. I have a gas burner with like grates over.
Yep, yep.
And so it is what it is.
Right. And we've had many of those.
No matter what, though, it's always the front right.
What?
Front right burner.
Front right?
Everybody knows this. You cook with the front right burner.
No.
Yes.
Everybody knows that we cook with the front left burner.
No, it's front right.
Front left.
No, because you need your right hand to flip things because you're right-handed like me. So you hold the pan with your left hand, and then you can use the spatula or the spoon or whatever you got. It's got to be front right.
Oh, you are bugging.
You're bugging. You got the arms mixed up.
You are standing in front of the stove.
Uh-huh.
And you are literally on the right side of it.
Every time.
Left hand cross your body, mixing with your right.
No, right hand mixing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Left hand cross your body, holding the pot, right hand mixing.
Why is it across my body? I'm just holding it. The pan's in front of me. I'm just mixing.
But if it's on the right, you're a little bit over to the right, no?
No, the handle comes off to the side.
Okay,
no.
Fine. Well, you got long handles.
You're thinking too hard. No, what do you mean? How am I crossing? No, the left hand is on the left side of the pan holding the handle.
The handle, right.
And the right hand is
stirring it up.
Yeah, I don't see why that's... No, it works.
I do the same thing, but on the left burner, because on the left burner...
You can hold it not over the stove.
Not over the stove.
I see where
you're
going.
My hand is completely away from any heat element, and I can mix close to my body, shift,
well,
shimmy, shimmy the cooking.
Then blame the people that owned the house before me and bought the stove, because the left front is not big enough. The right one is big. The left one is a little bit smaller.
I see the dilemma.
You see why I don't use the left? Because of the size.
I see your dilemma. So you would be a front left girl. You would be on my side.
Front back? I mean... Whatever.
What we're debating.
I get bored. We switch it around.
Which
burner?
Burner is the best. Is it the front? Is it the back? Is it the left? Is it the right? Mine is the front left.
And some people have, I have the fifth one in the middle, which I forget even exists, if you want me to be honest. I forget there's a fifth burner. I don't even see it for some reason.
Is that like a boiling burner?
I've never understood
what that is for.
It's tiny. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do with the one in the middle.
Right. Is it to keep things warm when you take them off of like the main burner? I don't know. I don't know what that one's for. But
what I do
know is that anybody that uses the back burners are psychopaths.
I agree, unless you're forced to. Unless you're forced to. Somebody said, Allie is right. Thank you. Somebody said, DZ's wild for that. Front right always.
Oh, y'all are tripping.
Somebody else said, front left burner, hands down.
Thank you. And logic.
Anna in Milwaukee said, DZ's definitely right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Are we split?
We are, honestly.
Actually, wait, we're 50-50.
And then Mila says, you're both right. It depends which is the dominant hand. You know what, Mila? You said right, which means I'm right.
Wait. Mila right. Also said, I was right. Right?
And then she said the word right, as in right side.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. I made that up.
Semantics.
All right, 414-533-1037. The question is, Which burner is the best?
Yeah.
Come on, fight us. Let's go. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias. What's the word?
The word is, we're arguing over which burner is the right one to use. And I say the right one because it's the right front.
I've left the conversation because y'all are clearly wrong. And it's the front left.
Somebody texted in, thank you, whoever you are, that said Allie's right and always right. Listen to the woman, DZ.
Y'all know I'm hard-headed.
Somebody said, my name is Anne Marie, and the middle fifth burner is for warming up the mini tortillas. Okay, fine.
I will take your word for it, Anne Marie.
Whatever you say, Anne Marie, I'm in for that. Okay, let's start with Saucy. And the only reason I want to start with her is because she might be a psychopath.
What?
She uses the back burners to cook. You know what? What is wrong with you?
Listen, okay?
No, I gotta cut the theme song.
I have a big family, okay? So in order to cook all that food, I have to use back burners because there's two small burners, and those burners suck. I really wish I had a gas stove because if I had a gas stove, I would use the right-hand side, like right front. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Not only are you currently a psychopath, but then you'd be on Allie's side after just to rub dirt in it. Okay.
Yeah, but hey, you gave some good advice this morning, so you got that going for you.
I appreciate it, Sauce.
That was a nice thing to say.
Well, now I feel good. Okay.
Do you feel bad about calling her a psychopath now that she said you gave good advice?
Nope, because she knows it's true.
We love you, Sauce. Much love, guys. Bye.
All right, Vanna is in Kenosha. Yeah, I said Vanna.
Vanna White?
Nope, different Vanna. Hey, Vanna.
Morning.
Hi.
Are you using a back burner like Saucy, or are you normal?
Well, I also have a big family, but the only time you ever use the back burners is when the front burners are being used as well.
Are busy. Yeah.
Fair. Touche.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
I do use
the back one.
Sure.
But again, only when the front ones are
and
busy.
And we're talking about the go-to
logic.
Burner.
Yeah.
If you only got one pot on the stove, which one are you using?
Vanna's right about the other stuff.
Okay. So a couple things. So front left for us, but the main reason is because of the way our kitchen is set up. If I was using the front right, I'd be like in the, like against the wall.
You got a weird stove placement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, Allie, about grabbing the left and then stirring with the right.
Stirring with my right hand.
It makes more sense to use the front left burner then because we have that spoon holder where you can stir with your right hand and then set it down on the stove in the little holder.
In the middle.
No, Vanna. Remember, I have a fifth burner in the middle. I don't have my little spoon, we do too,
but we don't ever use it. I put the little spoon thing right there.
But I have grates. It's a gas stove with grates.
There's nowhere to put a spoon holder.
The spoon holder's on the right side of the stove.
Where are your counters, though?
Next to the right burner, there's a counter on the right and a counter on the left. There are little counters, and then the fridge is on the other side of one of the counters. I cook on TikTok. You can see my kitchen there if you really want it. But I will say, I don't do the left because it's a small burner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no big burner on the left side.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think if you had a normal size burner, you'd probably join our club on the left.
Thank you, Vanna White.
Oh, you think I'd switch teams, do you?
The price
I
is,
do.
And
I
the
do.
Answer
it makes
is right.
More sense. Well, it makes more sense.
It might make more sense until somebody texted in front right's the only right answer. Thank you.
Oh, psh. No.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanna.
Even.
Oh, psh is right.
Vanna, we love talking to you. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
I didn't make this up. Not Vanna, but Hannah is now on the phone in Milwaukee. Hey, Hannah.
Her evil twin sister.
Hi.
Good morning, Hannah.
Are you using the front right, the front left, or are you insane and using one of the back ones?
So definitely always using the front right. The front left is only if you're cooking two things at once, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do you guys ever think, like, what if, do you ever feel bad for the other burners? They're just not getting as much use.
You know what's funny? Okay, listen.
You're not wrong.
Hannah?
They're not people, but all of a sudden I feel bad for the other burners.
Exactly. Like, they're probably upset. Like,
let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever cut the burners on just to make sure they still work?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm not alone. I'm like, let's warm these up a little bit to show them some love.
I was cleaning the stove and I went, I hope these still can light up. I never even use them. Like, I don't even know they'd work at this point.
Hannah said,
apparently,
y'all ever...
Yeah, apparently I don't worry about if they work. I just worry about their feelings. So.
That's funny.
They get lonely. She's like, I wonder, man, do y'all ever think about me?
Are you guys okay?
Turning stoves into people. Okay, thanks for calling, Hannah. Have a great day.
Of course, you too.
Bye.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, sounds like none of these people have kids. When you have toddlers, it's always the back burners. I forgot about that. I used to always cook everything on the back when they were really little, just in case, out of fear.
Excuse me?
I moved it to the front now. Oh, you're still at the front?
Excuse me?
You have toddlers?
I've got two littles.
And you still cook on the front?
We cook
you're
front
crazy.
Left. But listen, though, we are also trying to really show them that we're cooking, let them help us cook. Mm-hmm. It's a little better to use the front left because you got a little more malleability, especially if you're cooking with littles in the kitchen. You're quicker to go, it's hot, and be able to show them. It's closer
don't
to their
it.
Closer to their distance. But then when they are helping, it's a little safer distance because they don't got to reach far.
That's
right?
That's true.
And as they get older, they're going to be more presential and understand the stove because of the way we showed them the stove. I've thought this whole thing out. I was waiting for somebody to say, but with kids, you got to use the back burner.
I always did just because I didn't want to, I had the fear of it, you know?
You got to be on top of it and you got to be on top of them. You got to make sure they know.
Somebody said, Hannah's my spirit animal. Same. Somebody said, burnt spot depends on size of pot and how much we're making or needing. Ah, where you put the pan.
Okay.
I will say that is I'm a front right person. If I have a second pan, it's back left. It's not front left.
You go cross.
I go diagonal when
create
I
create a little space. I do agree with that.
Exactly.
It's gotta be opposites.
Do we have any time for Kivana and Sheboygan?
Come on now.
All right, fine. Kivana, good morning.
Hey Kivana.
Morning.
Somebody texted in, I'm with DZ all the way. Front left, baby. Which way are you going, Kivana? Which stove burner are you cooking on?
Are you gang or are you
I'm
with Allie?
I'm cooking on the right side. But
Alley squad.
I don't know why I won the lottery. This doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things who cooks where, but
it just feels
I
good.
Love hearing where everybody cooks. You're from
yeah,
right?
I'm gonna also agree with DZ on the kid thing. Like I have little kids too and I make sure that they are present in the kitchen, knowing safe spots, knowing how to cook and all that stuff, but I definitely use the right side. Even if like I have multiple pots, I'm right side, left side.
Oh, she stacks it.
What? Now I have no space and I'm getting anxiety from all the pans everywhere all over the stove. They're hitting each other. One's bumping up. It's kicking the other. Oh, I get
cross contamination.
Oh my God. I used the wrong spoon for the other one. Then I get upset.
We're overthinking it, aren't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good news is I'm not cooking today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Somebody texted in and said, you had me triggered when DZ brought up daycare rates. Didn't we all? Anyone with a child got triggered at that moment.
My bad.
We understand. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. I openly talk about going into debt for years, paying for daycare. It was a nightmare.
It ain't cheap.
It's not cheap, but good thing I love my kids. And you get past it. It's okay. It will be okay one day.
Dang quality child care.
We're talking about how I went to take out money because I got to pay for my nails in cash.
Right.
And it gave me a $50 bill, which then gave me anxiety.
So weird that an ATM gave you 50.
I hated it, man. And so then somebody texted in thinking they were, you know, give me a detective, any detective.
Inspector Gadget.
There you go. They said, one, a mani-pedi costs more than $50. Did you have more than one $50 bill? Yes, they gave me two, okay? I only brought up one, though. Then they said, number two, why do you still have a 50? Because I have to get my nails done again, and I did it again. Three, why are you being so discreet about how much money you took out? I took out $120 for the mani-pedi. What do you want?
Inspector Gadget.
Chill out. You're missing the point.
Okay, Sherlock. They clearly weren't listening at the beginning of the segment when we said all of these things that you took out $50
like
bills.
And maybe I wasn't as specific as they needed, but we're thinking too hard on this, you guys. It's about big bills and paying in cash today. But if you'd like my bank statement, come on over.
Allie will show it to you.
Let's start with Beth in East Troy. Good morning, Beth.
Hey.
No, it's Bex.
Oh, Bex.
Bex, like Becky.
Yeah, Bex.
Ah, Bex.
So I got to ask you, Allie, because you got kids my kids' ages. Mm-hmm. When they want to just run out and do something, what do you give them? You don't send them with your card.
No. I don't give them any. What do you mean when they want to go do something? Where are they going? They're 10 and 12.
Well, see,
they're with me.
My kids live in a small town. They get on their bikes and they run to the store. And I feel like I'm an ATM now and I never use cash.
Oh, well, they can get on their bikes and go to their friend's house or down the street. But they're not going to the store.
You don't got a store closer. It's like you don't got a store around a corner like that.
There's a quick trip in a Speedway, but I don't want them going down there. No, they can stay in the neighborhood or go see their friends. Yeah. So
I actually messaged you because you're the one that has a kid that looks identical to my 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah. She sent me a picture. It's Hudson number two.
Doppelganger?
It looks like the same child. Wow. And she sent me a message on Facebook. She goes, somebody saw your kid and thought it was my kid.
Did you lose a child? Y'all can trade kids for a day?
Well, Bex, your kid's adorable. Thanks for calling. Sorry you're broke. Stop giving him money to go to the store. Have a great day.
Bye, Bex.
Bye.
Hi, guys.
Ashley's in Tosa. Let's go to her next. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, talk to us.
You carrying cash or giving out cash like Bex there is?
Oh, my gosh. So my daughter's school needed $3 for a field trip.
The worst.
Where did I get $3? I looked at the 3K teacher and I said, can I Venmo you? And she looked at me like she'd never heard of Venmo.
Are you serious? They wouldn't even let you Venmo for $3?
Come on.
Because I'm with you. So where do you find
$3? I had to go to an ATM, take out a 20, go somewhere and break it to get her $3. But I was like, come on, guys. The schools need Venmo.
Even if you had gone, let's say, to the store to take out cash, you still would have gotten a 20. Would have been the smallest bill you would have gotten.
I've been to a few ATMs where they give out fives.
A few.
Or they let you go by increments of fives, if you will. Right? Very rare, though. I've never had one spit a 50 at me. Mm-hmm. I'd be salty.
Yeah.
And for $3, I'd just be giving them quarters. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going. The cup holder in my car.
Honestly, I get the $3 thing. I would feel the same way. Where am I going to come up with $3? Let me find $1 I had in a stocking a year ago. Here's one for...
I'm sending the kid with $5 and expecting $2 back. That's just what I'm going to do.
You're right.
Like, I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Honestly.
Well, thanks for calling, Ashley.
Yeah.
Sorry the school put you through that. I'm being dramatic. Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Last but not least, Turk is in Milwaukee. Hey, Turk, how you feel about big bills?
Good morning. I enjoy them. I spend them. I am cash is king all day, every day.
Mm. With a name like Turk, I could have guessed. Mm-hmm.
and you like the bigger bills, Turk?
I do. I don't have a problem spending them. I think cash, I don't like the businesses that don't take cash, because for someone like me that spends cash,
yeah,
I don't like paying all the fees. I'm a small business owner, so when you have restaurant fees or like a car dealership, a lot of people want to put X amount of money down, but at the end of the month, it costs the establishment so much money.
Because it's on a card.
All the cash back you get as a consumer... Well, it's really paid by all the businesses that accept the cards. So
really,
yeah.
Do you have a choice to not give cash back?
Yeah, right.
Well, no. Like your Discover card, let's say all the cash back that the card users get.
We're not fancy. We don't have Discover cards. we're like Visa, MasterCard people over here. Okay,
I got debit. Right. But I get what he's saying, though. Turk is going, so when you do get whatever company cash back, rollover, blah, blah, blah money when you swipe the card, that's not paid by the credit card company. That's paid by the business that is basically using that credit card company's service. Mm. Right?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Systems go down, like somebody mentioned, and they take a card and you can't get your, hot dog at the ballpark, at Pfizer Forum, you can't, there should be an option with cash, because it, on the bills, it still says legal tender. You can't use it in certain places.
I'm it's a no really cash an inconvenience. Gal. I'm sorry. I understand. You can sell me with your small business, but you telling me I need to carry cash everywhere I go, I'm good with the tap to pay at Pfizer. I'm sorry. Pfizer Forum.
Would you rather go back to the barter system and trade something you have if, say, the credit card systems go down and you don't have cash on you? You still got to live your life and buy things, right? Mm-hmm. You still got to buy food.
Well, then I would use cash if I had to.
If you had, no, but I'm saying cash is gone. Uh-huh. Credit is too. Would you prefer a barter system then? Would you trade your goods and services,
like my kids?
Or what you have? Would you trade, let's say, the necklace on your neck because it's got X amount of value to somebody?
Well, it depends on what day of mood I'm in that day.
And this is why Allie uses card.
Thank you. All right. Good luck with your business, Turk. I'm sorry. We got to give away tickets.
We appreciate you, Turk.
Have a great day.
You too, brother. Bud. Good talk, man. See you soon.
He had some great points. That's the kind of stuff we want to hear from. You
and
know?
As an independent business owner, he knows some of those little tips and tricks and valuable nuggets that I'm like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well,
which one is best? That's the argument DZ and I are about to have, because he's wrong and I'm right.
Oh, okay. Those are big words there.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Fighting words.
Don't mind if I do say, but it also depends on the house.
True.
In fairness.
Very true.
By the way, we are giving away tickets to Summerfest to see Toosie. We just gave them away. Shout out to Mallory in West Allis.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
You can always go to our website, though, because we also have tickets on there right now to see Pete Davidson at the Riverside Theater on June 13th, which is like a
weeks
week
away too, yeah. Right? A so we, week away too. Yeah.
So some tickets up for grabs as well if you go to 1037kissfm.com.
There's plenty.
But back to the topic at hand. Who's right and who's wrong? And honestly, I don't know if anybody's right or wrong.
Where were we?
Where were we? Cooking.
Which one's the best?
Which one is the best? There's four, usually. Actually, I have five.
Some people got six.
Screw those people. They're rich.
Really, though.
People with six are rich. It's like a double oven. We're talking about burners.
Burners. Stovetop,
baby. And not
your
phones. Not your five phone burners.
Not the flip.
Not the flip.
We ain't talking about the track phone. Not that burner.
Nope, not that one.
Stove burners.
Stove burners. DZ looked at me all serious, you guys, and goes, so which one's the best?
These are the things I ponder. You wonder what goes on in my mind, the things I jot down as possible interesting things to talk about.
When you're wondering what DZ's staring up in the sky pondering, it's which burner is the best.
It is 9 out of 10. I'm wondering which burner is the best.
Well, are you one of the people who cooks on the same burner every time like me?
for the most part.
Mm-hmm. No, big, little, doesn't matter. Same burner.
Same burner. It doesn't matter what it is. And I will say, it does depend on the home and the stove, because we're lucky. Our front burners actually have dual burners in them. So you could choose which size. Oh. You could use the small burner or the big burner.
Love that.
It's newer, quote unquote, if you will.
I know what you're talking. I can picture a stove like that. Is it a flat top?
It's a flat top.
Yep.
It's not gas. It's electric. And it's, you know, completely glass, which it has the induction heating, whatever, which we can choose. Left side, big burner. Right side, small burner.
Mm.
So if you're using a big pot or a small pot, whatever.
You can change it. Mine does not change size.
Ah.
I have a gas burner with like grates over.
Yep, yep.
And so it is what it is.
Right. And we've had many of those.
No matter what, though, it's always the front right.
What?
Front right burner.
Front right?
Everybody knows this. You cook with the front right burner.
No.
Yes.
Everybody knows that we cook with the front left burner.
No, it's front right.
Front left.
No, because you need your right hand to flip things because you're right-handed like me. So you hold the pan with your left hand, and then you can use the spatula or the spoon or whatever you got. It's got to be front right.
Oh, you are bugging.
You're bugging. You got the arms mixed up.
You are standing in front of the stove.
Uh-huh.
And you are literally on the right
Correct.
Side of it.
Every time.
Left hand cross your body, mixing with your right.
No, right hand mixing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Left hand cross your body, holding the pot, right hand mixing.
Why is it across my body? I'm just holding it. The pan's in front of me. I'm just mixing.
But if it's on the right, you're a little bit over to the right, no?
No, the handle comes off to the side.
Okay, no. Well, you got long handles.
You're thinking too hard. No, what do you mean? How am I crossing? No, the left hand is on the left side of the pan holding the handle.
The handle, right.
And the right hand is
stirring
it up. Yeah, I don't see why that's... No, it works.
I do the same thing, but on the left burner, because on the left burner...
You can hold it not over the stove.
Not over the stove.
I see where
you're
going.
My hand is completely away from any heat element, and I can mix close to my body, shift,
well,
shimmy, shimmy the cooking.
Then blame the people that owned the house before me and bought the stove, because the left front is not big enough. The right one is big. The left one is a little bit smaller.
I see the dilemma.
You see why I don't use the left? Because of the size.
I see your dilemma. So you would be a front left girl. You would be on my side.
Front back? I mean... Whatever.
What we're debating.
I get bored. We switch it around.
Which
burner?
Burner is the best. Is it the front? Is it the back? Is it the left? Is it the right? Mine is the front left.
And some people have, I have the fifth one in the middle, which I forget even exists, if you want me to be honest. I forget there's a fifth burner. I don't even see it for some reason.
Is that like a boiling burner?
I've never
understood what that is for.
It's tiny. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do with the one in the middle.
Right. Is it to keep things warm when you take them off of like the main burner? I don't know. I don't know what that one's for. But
I do
know is that anybody that uses the back burners are psychopaths.
I agree, unless you're forced to. Unless you're forced to. Somebody said, Allie is right. Thank you. Somebody said, DZ's wild for that. Front right always.
Oh, y'all are tripping.
Somebody else said, front left burner, hands down.
Thank you.
And
logic.
Anna in Milwaukee said, DZ's definitely right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Are we split?
We are, honestly.
Actually, wait, we're 50-50.
And then Mila says, you're both right. It depends which is the dominant hand. You know what, Mila? You said right, which means I'm right.
Wait. Mila also said, I was right. Right?
And then she said the word right, as in right side.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. I made that up.
Semantics.
All right, 414-533-1037. The question is, which burner is the best?
Yeah.
Come on, fight us. Let's go. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias. What's the word?
The word is, we're arguing over which burner is the right one to use. And I say the right one because it's the right front.
I've left the conversation because y'all are clearly wrong. And it's the front left.
Somebody texted in, thank you, whoever you are, that said Allie's right and always right. Listen to the woman, DZ.
Y'all know I'm hard-headed.
Somebody said, my name is Anne Marie, and the middle fifth burner is for warming up the mini tortillas. Okay, fine.
I will take your word for it, Anne Marie.
Whatever you say, Anne Marie, I'm in for that. Okay, let's start with Saucy, and the only reason I want to start with her is because she might be a psychopath.
What?
She uses the back burners to cook. You know
no.
what? What is wrong with you?
Listen, okay?
I have a big family.
I have a big family, okay? So in order to cook all that food, I have to use back burners because there's two small burners, and those burners
suck. I really wish I had a gas stove, because if I had a gas stove, I would use the right-hand side, like right front. Sorry.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Not only are you currently a psychopath, but then you'd be on Allie's side after, just to rub dirt in it. Okay.
Yeah, but hey, you gave some good advice this morning, so you got that going for you.
I appreciate it, Sauce.
That was a nice thing to say. Well,
now
okay.
I feel good. Now I feel good. Okay.
Do you feel bad about calling her a psychopath now that she said you gave good advice?
Nope, because she knows it's true.
Nope, because it's true.
We love you, Sauce.
We love you.
Much love, guys. Bye. Bye.
All right, Vanna is in Kenosha. Yeah, I said Vanna.
Vanna White?
Nope, different Vanna. Hey, Vanna.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Are you using a back burner like Saucy, or are you normal?
Well, I also have a big family, but the only time you ever use the back burners is when the front burners are being used as well.
Are busy. Yeah.
Fair. Touche.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
I do use
the back ones,
sure.
But again, only when the front ones are
busy. And we're talking about the go-to
logic.
Burner.
Yeah.
If you only got one pot on the stove, which one are you using?
Vanna's right about the other stuff.
Okay. So a couple things. So front left for us, but the main reason is because of the way our kitchen is set up. If I was using the front right, I'd be like in the, like against the wall.
You got a weird stove placement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But also, Allie, about grabbing the left and then stirring with the right.
Stirring with my right hand.
It makes more sense to use the front left burner then, because we have that spoon holder where you can stir with your right hand and then set it down on the stove in the little holder.
In the middle.
No, Vanna. Remember, I have a fifth burner in the middle. I don't have my
we do too, but we don't ever use it. So I put the little spoon thing right there.
But I have grates. It's a gas stove with grates. There's nowhere to put a spoon holder. The spoon holder's on the right side of the stove.
Well, where are your counters, though?
Next to the right burner, there's a counter on the right and a counter on the left. They're little counters, and then the fridge is on the other side of one of the counters. I cook on TikTok. You can see my kitchen there if you really want it. But I will say, I don't do the left because it's a small burner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no big burner on the left
side. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think if you had a normal size burner, you'd probably join our club on the left.
Thank you, Vanna White.
Oh, you think I'd switch teams, do you?
The price
I
is,
do.
And
I
the
do.
Answer
it
is
makes
right.
more sense. Well, it makes more sense.
It might make more sense until somebody texted in front right's the only right answer. Thank you.
Oh, psh. No.
Thank you. Thank
Not
you,
even.
Vanna. Oh, psh is right.
Vanna, we love talking to you. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
I didn't make this up. Not Vanna, but Hannah is now on the phone in Milwaukee. Hey, Hannah.
Her evil twin sister.
Hi.
Good morning, Hannah.
Are you using the front right, the front left, or are you insane and using one of the back ones?
So definitely always using the front right. The front left is only if you're cooking two things at once, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do you guys ever think, like, do you ever feel bad for the other burners? They're just not getting as much use.
You know what's funny? Okay, listen.
You're not wrong.
Hannah?
They're not people, but all of a sudden I feel bad for the other burners.
Exactly. Like, they're probably upset. Like,
let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever cut the burners on just to make sure they still work?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm not alone. I'm like, let's warm these up a little bit to show them some love.
I was cleaning the stove and I went, I hope these still can light up. I never even use them. Like, I don't even know if they'd work at this point.
Hannah said, y'all
apparently,
ever...
Yeah, apparently I don't worry about if they work. I just worry about their feelings. So.
That's funny.
They get lonely. She's like, I wonder, man, do y'all ever think about me?
Are you guys okay?
Turning stoves into people. Okay, thanks for calling, Hannah. Have a great day.
Of course, you too.
Bye.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, sounds like none of these people have kids. When you have toddlers, it's always the back burners. I forgot about that. I used to always cook everything on the back when they were really little, just in case, out of fear.
Excuse me?
I moved it to the front now. Oh, you're still at the front?
Excuse me?
You have toddlers?
I've got two littles.
And you still cook on the front.
We cook
You're
front
crazy.
Left. But listen, though, we are also trying to really show them that we're cooking, let them help us cook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little better to use the front left because you got a little more malleability, especially if you're cooking with littles in the kitchen. You're quicker to go, it's hot, and be able to show them. It's closer to their distance. But then when they are helping, it's a little safer distance because they don't got to reach far,
That's
right?
That's true.
And as they get older, they're going to be more presentable. presidential and understand the stove because of the way we showed them the stove. I've thought this whole thing out. Mm. I was waiting for somebody to say, but with kids, you gotta use the back burner.
I always did just because I didn't want to, I had the fear of it, you know?
You gotta be on top of it and you gotta be on top of them. You gotta make sure they know.
Somebody said, Hannah's my spirit animal. Same. Somebody said, burnt spot depends on size of pot and how much we're making or needing. Ah, where you put the pan.
Okay.
I will say that is I'm a front right person. If I have a second pan, it's back left. It's not front left.
You go cross.
I go diagonal when
create a little space.
Uh-huh.
I do agree with that.
Exactly.
It's got to be opposites.
Do we have any time for Kevana and Sheboygan?
Come on now.
All right, fine. Kevana, good morning.
Hey, Kevana.
Morning.
Somebody texted in, I'm with DZ all the way, front left, baby. Which way are you going, Kevana? Which stove burner are you cooking on?
Are you gang or are you with Allie?
I'm cooking on the right side, but...
Allie squad.
I don't know why I think I won the lottery. This doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Who cooks where? But
it just feels
I
good.
Love hearing where everybody cooks. You're from.
Yeah,
right?
I'm gonna also agree with DZ on the kid thing. Like I have little kids too, and I make sure that they are present in the kitchen, knowing safe spots, knowing how to cook and all that stuff. But I definitely use the right side, even if like I have multiple pots. Mm-hmm. I'm right side, left side.
Oh, she stacks it.
What? Now I have no space and I'm getting anxiety from all the pans everywhere all over the stove. They're hitting each other. One's bumping up. It's kicking the other. Oh, I get
cross-contamination.
Oh, my God. I used the wrong spoon for the other one. Then I get upset.
We're overthinking it, aren't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good news is I'm not cooking today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.